What I'd like to discuss in the next, I don't know, couple of minutes is a question that I think is a very important one, and I'll address it in about 2 or 3 minutes. I want to give a quick introduction to it. I got a tramp in this morning. I got a ride in from Rabbi Blau, by Yitzhak Blau, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Oraita. And we're talking about the Yom Iyun. I was telling him we're arranging the Yom Iyun in the afternoon. I actually asked him to speak because he happens to know a lot of Haggadah. He wrote a Sefer on Haggadah. He's a Baki in Haggadah. And I was suggesting, you know, he come speak. He could make it today. Next time, Ritz Hashem, fine. Good? Okay. So he said, what topics are you doing? So I said, I went through the whole list. I'm talking about why we learn Gemara B'Yun. And he said, that's great. Doesn't it make more sense to do it in the beginning of the year? And I said, I used to do that my first couple of years in HaKotel. The first day, I would talk about why we learn Gemara B'Yun and what it does. And everyone would listen, and no one would be bothered by the question in the first place. So now I wait 2 or 3 months in, and when the guys are bothered, okay, like, what am I doing all day long for the last 2 or 3 months? You really want to have a good answer. I think the question is differently. The question no longer is an intellectual curious one, one that bothers you. Like, what am I doing all day? Why does yeshiva, and yeshivas in general, why do they focus so much on Ian, focus so much on Gemara? There's so many other wonderful things out there. Tanakh is important. Chumash is important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote that book. You know, Machshav is important. What could be more important than learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Halacha Lamaisa? We're learning about, you know, someone asked me, I just came back from America, they asked me, well, what are you learning in the mornings? I'm like, well, I'm learning about the halachas. If two, you know, partners want to divide a wall, you know, who's obligated to pay for it? She's like, not that practical, is it? I said, no. So she asked me, so why do I do it? And I said, it's a great question. You know, we value Gemara beyond it. And I shared with her some of the following ideas like I'd like to share with you now. In answering the question of why we learn Gemara, so I'll start with the most basic answers, which is not the ones that you're looking for, but nonetheless, I feel like I can't not mention them, and I'll try my best to spend most of my time developing what I believe is what I think is most meaningful to me, and hopefully be meaningful to most of you as well. Number one is it's a mitzvah. We do mitzvahs, end of story. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so we do it. Why do you put on tzitzis? Why do you put on tefillin? Why do you lift up a lulav? Why do you do anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. So in one sense, we learn Torah because we learn Torah. End of story. And all parts of Torah. If you want to strategize how to break up your day and how to do it, okay, so you're going to cut Gemara out entirely? Of course not. So on one hand, you have to know everything. You want to know, we're supposed to know everything. Kol Torah Kul is a great thing to know, and therefore level number one is just knowledge of Torah because it's amazing. Number two is, on a practical level, if you want to, A, know the basic dinim, and know the how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants one to deal with one's life. Let's say a person wants to know, how does the Torah view Kiddushin, marriage? So, open Maseches Kiddushin, it's a great idea. How does the Torah value, or how does the Torah see, how does the Torah envision divorce? That's Halacha of Gittin. How does the Torah understand the values and ideas of acquiring things? That's all sorts of Kinyanim. How does the Torah care about how we eat foods? That's going to be Shechita and all sorts of other Bas V'Cholav type of Shailos. So just to know the Chachmas Hashem is valuable as well, and really without learning the Dinim and learning the details of it, you wouldn't have a good perspective on it. Additionally, I'll throw in one more quick thing, which is, it is debated how much we learn in order to know Halacha. Lumad Aminas Lasos, is that the goal or not the goal? There's certainly Shitas and Achronim suggesting for and against. But I do believe that you cannot begin to discuss halachic shailas on a serious level if you're not trained methodologically, if you're not trained as a lamdan. If you don't know how the halachic system works, you just memorize Mishnah Berurahs. So again, you'll have knowledge of Mishnah Berurahs, but you don't see and understand the system, and certainly to grow into a posik, and I'm not saying everyone will or can grow into a posik, but certainly some people have to grow into posikim. So therefore, knowing the system, knowing the understanding is certainly valuable. That all having been said, I think the most meaningful thing, at least to me, is as follows. If you look around at the world, you may have heard me say parts of this in the past. If you look around at the yeshivish world, the Haredi world, the Frum world, the yeshivish, call it what you want, they're very Gemara-centric, very, very Gemara-centric. Perhaps sprinkled in with a little bit of halacha. If you look at the more modern Sioni world, there's much more of a variety of subjects of Torah that they learn. The gamut is just much larger. They learn Chumash. They learn Mefarshim. Many Mefarshim learn Pshat and Chumash. They learn Nach. They learn Machshava and Hashkafa, and they do it in all sorts of levels. There's modern cutting edge type of Tanakh topics, and there's classic Ramban, Ebenezer, Kliyakar stuff, and then there's Midrashim, and there's numerous, just a much broader, the goal, almost the modern Sionic world, you feel people taking your religious horizons and expanding them. And the truth is, the more one learns Gemara, I'll say it this way, it's not by chance that the yeshivish world has more of an emphasis on Gemara and Halacha, the more modern world has more of a balanced effort. The more modern world is a world of more nuance, a world that thinks with more sophistication, and therefore the ideas that come up in Tanakh, the ideas that come up in Machshava, usually are, so to speak, have a more of a, I wouldn't call it liberal, but more of a liberal arts type of emphasis almost. They expand your horizons. They teach you to think, what's the purpose of things and why am I doing this? You kind of see the larger picture. On paper, it looks perfect. Things fit in. Things are, you know, you understand, why am I learning? Why am I doing mitzvahs? What's the goal of mitzvahs? How do I serve Hashem as best as I can? What are the different religious personalities? Who is Avraham and who is Yitzhak? And what are the different character traits? How much do I balance bitachon versus hishtadlos? Many different hashkafic and philosophical ideas. Why did Hashem create the world and what's my place in the world? Much more broad-minded, much more sophisticated, certainly more profound, requires more nuance. In the more yeshivish community, in the more Gemara halachic world, we're not really bothered by those questions as much. There's a certain assumption that I'm doing what Hashem says because He said so, and now the question is, what does He say? The Gemara world almost presupposes there's a very deep, profound brilliance in the rabbinic Jewry, in rabbinic Torah. And now the question is, can I spend 4 hours uncovering what the Rashba meant? And in addition to the brilliance of understanding what the Rashba meant, there's a subtle religious impact that's made on my neshama, which is the Rashba was brilliant, and it's worth 4 hours trying to figure out what was going on in the Rashba's mind when he read this sugya. If you look at the mush like to use is a tree, if you have a tree with deep, deep roots, it'll stand strong and not blow over. But if it doesn't have leaves and flowers, it looks ugly. That's what Gemara can do to a person. There are parts of the yeshivish world which are very well rooted, and the most raw extreme of it is not as beautiful. It doesn't have flowers and leaves and fruit on the trees. And you look at the modern Sioni world, it has flowers and leaves and fruit, and it looks beautiful. But sometimes it's not well rooted deeply in the ground, and it'll blow over 1, 2, 3. It looks very nice, and on paper it's a wonderful thing. But if you're not well rooted, so how long term might your religion be as questionable and scary and dangerous? And the mashal I like is not just good because it captures both. The mashal I like very much not just because it captures the potential dangers on each side. But more importantly, is that the deeper your roots are, the more leaves and fruit your tree can handle. And I believe what Gemara does, it helps us plant deep, deep roots. What Gemara does is it ensures the Gemara learning community that you'll be from 2 years and 5 years and 20 years from now. People who learn Gemara stay committed. People who learn Gemara stay dedicated. People who learn Gemara focus deeply on Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The reason why we learn Torah is not just for the information that we attain. That's probably even secondary. It's for the religious impact it has on who we are. You know, there's a famous Chassidish story of a Chassid who comes to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I don't know why I'm learning Torah. I feel like I'm pouring water in a bucket. I'm pouring water in a bucket. The bucket has a hole. The whole thing just pours out. It just comes out of the bottom. I have an empty bucket at the end of the day. I'm learning and learning and retaining nothing. And the Rebbe says to the Chassid, you have one of the cleanest buckets around. And there's a truth to that, that Tamat Torah is not just so we should know how to paskin and gain Yediyas HaTorah. It's supposed to impact our religious persona. It's supposed to impact our religious characteristics. We're supposed to identify with the values of Torah. We're supposed to connect to and value and internalize the dreams, the ideals of Torah. The laws of Torah. so to speak, if Tanakh and Machshav teach you how to dream, teach you how to think with perspective, teach you how to open your eyes, Gemara teaches you how to be inflexible and rigid, halachically rigid, because we value listening to what God says because He says so. And there's a profound sense of rigidity there. The halachic system, particularly Gemara, enhances our respect and our awe for who the Chachmei HaMesorah were. You see the brilliance of the larger sugya when you learn Gemara more than Tanakh and Machshav. Halacha creates a certain desire for obedience, which is critical, not exclusively critical, but critical. The religious Torah persona is supposed to be one who thinks without boundaries, understands philosophically the depth of Torah, develops emotional and psychological understanding, sociological of the Torah and whatnot, while simultaneously you're thinking without any boundaries. Halacha and frumkeit means you'll think with boundaries and you'll return back home at the end of the day. And perhaps the reason why Gemara is so much focused upon quantitatively, not 50% of our day, but significantly more, is partially because it's more difficult to internalize. It's easier to naturally connect to deep, profound ideas than the rigidity and inflexibility of doing what Hashem says just because He says so, and respecting the rabbinic tradition just because Es L'Rabos Talmid Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes the Chachamim and their thoughts in Yirah Shamayim. Beyond the fact that, I guess in terms of nature, it requires more work, in terms of nurture, the world we've been raised in is one that heavily stresses and heavily focuses upon the individual and individual thought. You can do whatever you want as long as you're not imposing your beliefs on somebody else. There's nothing that's called bad unless you're politically incorrect or damaging somebody else. Judaism rejects that. We certainly value the sensitivities and care and world of Bin Adam L'Chaveru that the Western world has excels upon. But we also value from serious commitment to Ratzon Hashem just because we believe He's God, and that's what it means to have a God. And perhaps Bedavka in the Western world, where it's so easy to get caught up with a lot of the beauty that the liberal world has. The Torah is both liberal and conservative. And to become liberal, learning the liberal arts, Chivayocho, Lahavdil subjects of Tanakh and Machshava, without rooting yourselves deep in halacha, creates for an unbalanced person. And what Gemara aims to do is anchor us in frumkeit and starkness, in the yeshivishness of Judaism. And what Tanakh and Machshava do is teach us to think liberally, open-minded with sophistication. And ultimately the goal is to create a wholesome, well-rounded person. It's not by chance that half of Tanakh is stories, where one is supposed to do psychological analysis and understand who Abraham was versus Yitzchak and who Sarah was versus Rivka and who Yaakov is versus Yosef and who Moshe is versus Aaron. And they all have different personalities, and it's important to understand that Abraham was a dreamer with charisma and Yitzchak was not the same dreamer with charisma. Yitzchak solidified and concretized. And it's important to realize Yaakov had his koach and Aaron his strengths and weaknesses, and it's important to understand who these people were. And there's a lot of Tanakh which is raw, dry, rigid, inflexible dinim, which gives you no sense of creativity. You follow the laws because they're laws. We respect halacha because God said it's halacha. We keep halacha rigidly, passionately, because we believe it's divine. Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. We believe it all comes from Har Sinai, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And we believe that commitment to Har Sinai is what obligates us to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you want to develop in those areas, as you should want to. So Gemara and Halacha helps cultivate that side of one's religious personality. It's true, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's true you want to be trained in order to pasken halacha. It's true you have to know how to behave. But perhaps the most important or central or profound, or call it what you want, impact of Torah is how we become better people because we learn it. Is how the Torah is supposed to impact on our religious personality. It's not just to intellectually achieve and attain deep ideas. It's that the more we understand the Chachmas of Hashem, the more somehow the fingerprint lasts on a religious persona. And that fingerprint is composed of two different schools of thought. Sophisticated, broadening ideas, and Frumkeit starkness that enable us to commit deeply and profoundly to whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I blindly accept the Na'aseh V'Nishma element. Na'aseh V'Nishma is, God, you tell me, I'll do it. And perhaps the Gemara, specifically even Be'ir, helps create an unparalleled commitment and reverence for the rabbinic system. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his law and the rabbinic system. I want to sit and understand what the Rush has in mind. Because I know that this is Torah. And I know the rigidity of Torah. I'm going to follow this din of the Rush. It creates both the rigidity of observance as well as respect and reverence and awe for the rabbinic system. And therefore, perhaps Dafka, in your years in yeshiva, where one is trying to set the tone for life, one has to strike the best balance one can, which includes well over 50% of Gemara. This, I'll conclude with an interesting sheet of the Rabbeinu Yeshaya found in the Bava Kamma and Daf Yud Zayin, the sheet of Mekubetzes. There the Gemara has a discussion, what's greater, Gadol or what's Gadol, Limud or Maisa? And the Gemara says, Gadol HaLimud Shemevi Lidei Maisa, which is a tricky answer. Because you didn't say limud and you didn't say ma'isa. I said gadol halimud shemevi lidei ma'isa. That's machlokes. Rashi tells us how to read that line. Rashi says gadol halimud shemevi lidei ma'isa. Limud's greater. Alma ma'isa adif. The whole chap of limud is maybe lidei ma'isa. It's a means to the ends of ma'isa. And Tosfos says no, limud is greater. And the reason why it's greater is because it's limud and ma'isa. It's maybe lidei ma'isa. Okay. Rabbeinu Yishai says the Gemara is not asking the question as to which of the two is more important. It's not a question of values. Exactly how he reads the Gemara is not so clear, but his point is that at a young age, the goal is limud, so this way the rest of your life, you live a life of ma'isa. At a young age, you're supposed to root your feet deep in the ground. Make sure you're committed. Make sure you learn the values of Torah and inculcate into your religious personality the proper ideology, the proper messages, and the proper hashkafa. This way, when you hit age, older, all the actions of your life will be based upon the ideology you've built at a young age. And that's why Jewish education is such a young age, such a critical thing, and perhaps even the most formative years, probably 18 to 22, where most people figure out their ideology and who they are. It's not that you don't rethink later on, but these are the age where you start questioning what's the meaning of life, what's the value of life, and who am I, where am I going, and what do I value, what's life all about? The age of Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Shana Gimel, when you're in yeshiva, is the most formidable time, and therefore, as you formulate your ideology and inculcate into your religious personality what the Torah wants, I thought it'd be worthwhile to discuss not only what the Torah wants, which is, I think, the balance of Tanakh and Machshava and Gemara and Halacha, but why the Torah values it and what the religious impact is from these subjects. Rabbi, I will stop here.